brought to you by Penguin.
An Academy for Liars by Alexis Henderson, read by Tracy Frank.
This one is for Alice. 1. There was something in the bathroom mirrors. Lennon first noticed when she was standing between them, preparing for her own engagement party. One of the mirrors hung above the sink behind her. The other hung above the sink in front of her. Standing between the two, she gazed with glassy eyes at the reflections of herself reflecting one another, on and on, shrinking into the dark and distant ether. Every one of them looked miserable, which was to be expected. Lennon had realized some time ago that her misery was less a problem with the wedding than with her. She had been in a bad way for months, unmoored, discordant, occupying her own body with a sense of unease, the way one might in an airport terminal or the lobby of a rent-by-the-hour motel. Her own flesh and bone a kind of liminal space. She'd hoped things would change with the engagement. So she'd attended the cake tastings and the dress fittings, and she'd made a deposit on the venue and secured a film photographer, who would be flying in from out of state for the occasion. She'd sent wax-sealed invites across the country to her family members and a few seat-filler friends. And now here she was, alone in her bathroom, regretting everything, and so desperate to be somewhere, anywhere else, that she would have almost rather died than face the engagement party outside her bedroom door. It was something of a miracle, then, that she finished her makeup. Her body seemed to perform the act without her, and when it was done, she stared at all of her faces in the mirror and saw someone, many someones, that she didn't know. And then she slapped herself. One hand raised, all of the other Lennons in the mirror raising their hands with her, and a sharp pop across her freshly blushed cheek. The slap carried down through the legion of her reflections and then stopped. One of the Lennons in the mirror didn't strike its cheek. It didn't move at all, really, except to smile, its lips pulling up at the edges, as if the corners of its mouth were attached to strings that had been sharply tugged. Then it sidestepped out of line, edging up through the ranks, walking toward her. It was like her in almost every way. Bony, bronzed arms, sparsely tattooed, thin, high nose spattered with freckles, long braids unfurling halfway down her back. But there was one glaring difference between Lennon and the defecting reflection in the mirror. She had eyes, but this thing did not. It strode toward her, smiling all the while. Lennon wheeled to face the mirror behind her, saw nothing except the same girl moving toward her through the shifting ranks of the line. Panicked, she glanced around the bathroom, but saw that she was alone. The defector was edging closer now, stepping gingerly around its peers, sometimes weaving between them, letting its fingers trail along their bare shoulders as it passed them by. It stopped only when it had reached the reflection nearest Lennon and stepped up onto its tiptoes so that it was an inch or two taller. The aberration in the mirror slid its hands around Lennon's waist from behind, the way that a lover might. It opened its mouth and pressed a kiss into the soft juncture where neck curves into shoulder. Lennon stumbled, backing into the sink, arms wheeling, swiping a jar of cotton balls off the counter on her way to the floor. It shattered on impact beside her. There was a beat of silence, followed by a knock at the door. She knew it was her fiancé, Wyatt, checking in on her. She was now more than an hour late to her own engagement party, and she could tell from the strained tenor of his voice that he was running out of patience.
"Are you okay?"
"Yes, fine. I'll be out in a second." Gingerly, Lennon scooped up the glass shards and placed them in the trash, risking glances at the mirror all the while. The thing was gone, but she swore she could still feel the wet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?